What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 174 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Clarity. Clarity of purpose is essential in trying to accomplish pretty much anything, but this is something that's extremely important in your gym endeavors and oftentimes lacking. And this is something that was a big challenge for me as a trainer and a coach for a long time, and I'll explain what I mean by that. So when I talk about clarity, I'm talking about clarity of goals. What are we trying to accomplish? Okay, so I think we have to be clear on what our end goal is and what we're gonna do to achieve it, and have clarity in both of those things. And here's where I see the problem. A lot of times we have kind of two or three goals going at the same time, right? We want to be, when we come into the gym, we decide to start working out, we want to be typically leaner, less body fat, and stronger to a degree, and just feel better, right? So I want to be, look better, feel better, lose fat, get stronger. So basically trying to build some muscle, burn some fat. So that's pretty simple. But I think where we run into trouble is when it comes to the actual time to train, time to hit the workout, right? We show up at the gym. What are we going to do today? If we're following a program, first of all, you need to be following a program. So if you're one of these people that's just going to the gym and working out, you need to get with somebody to get a program to follow ASAP, because just haphazardly exercising will make you feel a little bit better just by the nature of moving around, much like going for a walk or, you know, playing pickup basketball. But it will have very, very, very little long-term benefit to your physique and your well-being, and it'll pale in comparison to what being on a properly structured program can be. I can't stress this enough. So many people just go to the gym and try to figure it on their own, and it's like anything else. You know, you can't just go to the golf course and figure out how to play golf. I'm a pretty good example of that. you have to be taught what to do. You have to understand the methodology behind building muscle, getting stronger, losing fat. So along those lines, when it comes to working out and lifting weights, I think where a lot of people get confused is the clarity, because in the workout, they're trying to kind of burn fat and get stronger all at the same time in the workout. So this leads to this kind of high repetition, fast pace, trying to burn the fat off kind of workout. And that doesn't always really work out very well. So what's happening is we're chasing two rabbits at the same time, and that never works, okay? So what we need to do is have clarity of purpose. What is the purpose of our weight training? So we need to break it into two sections. I've talked about this a lot. The purpose of your weight training program, your strength training program, should be very clear: to get stronger, period. If you strive to get stronger from your strength training, and that's your only purpose, don't worry about how many calories you're fucking burning. Don't worry about how much you're sweating. Don't even worry about what it feels like. Some workouts will feel hard, some won't feel hard. That's actually irrelevant to this conversation. If you are getting stronger, that you are succeeding in your lifting program. Because getting stronger is the foundation to building muscle, which is the foundation to looking different, feeling different, being more functional, looking better, and then ultimately losing fat. Now, again, the fat loss part comes from changing your eating habits to go along with the lifting, not instead of, but you have to lift to build muscle and change your eating habits to burn fat and build muscle, and then also throw in some conditioning to accelerate the fat burning a little bit. But it's clarity on each of those things. So the reason I mentioned this used to be troublesome for me in the beginning as a coach is because when I first started training people who were overweight, I too subscribed to the idea that, hey, I'm not really going to focus on getting this person stronger per se, because they really just need to burn fat. So I'm just going to try to use my weight training exercises as fat burning exercises. So we're going to do lighter weights, higher reps of all the same exercises, theory being that'll burn more calories and lean them out. That never worked, which was good for me because it caused me to continue to try to keep learning and figuring this shit out, which after, 20 years, I'm getting closer. But that became very clear to me that it's I was lacking clarity in my workouts. I'd be designing workouts for these people, but trying to get them stronger and also burn calories and also do this and also do that, and you can't do that. So the big point here is clarity of the workout. Strength training being get stronger, period. Changing the eating habits to complement what your goals are. If your goals are to get bigger and add muscle weight and size, you're a high school kid that plays football, then you're going to follow a training program to get stronger and eat like a horse. If you are middle-aged and want to lean out, you're going to follow a strength training program and keep a close eye on your processed foods and eat 3 or 4, 5 small meals per day. As little processed food as possible, drink as much water as possible, minimize your alcohol and sugary drink and sweets consumption, lots of fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and good carbs. But being very clear on those two things makes a huge difference. And also clearly defining your goals from the beginning. And what I mean by that is sometimes people can want to enter a bodybuilding contest and train for a marathon, right? I'm being facetious, but you cannot accomplish two really dramatic goals at the same time that are both really not related to each other at all, right? Adding a significant amount of muscle mass to be a bodybuilder does not line up with what it takes to be a marathon runner. So you kind of have to pick one or the other. So that's not to say that you can't get leaner and get stronger, but you need to understand if you want to get leaner and stronger, what are the mechanisms behind both? Getting stronger means following a getting stronger workout program, and getting leaner means following a getting leaner diet program. If you're doing those two things together, you can get stronger and get leaner. But what you cannot do is take your strength training program and modify it in a way that you think is going to help you get leaner, because that will not work. That'll just negate the effects of the strength training program and also not make you leaner. So it just won't work at all. So that's it for today. Just a quick one reminder to be clear about what you're doing. And most important of all, just remember that the goal of the strength training program is to get stronger and put on muscle. If you just think of that every time you go to the gym, forget about burning this area off or tightening this area up or shrinking this area or growing this area. Just think about getting stronger at your lifts, and everything else will fall into place. Peace, guys.